Today's scripture reading is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 and 11 through 19.
今日阅读的经文是来自哈巴谷书3章1至2节和11至19节。
We'll read this passage responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先用英文来读，用启应的方式，之后我用中文来一起读。
Verse 1. This prayer was sung by the prophet Habakkuk.
I have heard all about you, Lord. I am filled with all your amazing works.
The sun and moon stood still in the sky as your brilliant arrows flew and your glittering spear flashed. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. With his own weapons, you destroyed. You trampled the sea with your horses and the mighty waters piled high. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty,
yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord, God of my salvation.
Let's read verse 19 together. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights.
我们用中文读，我用启应的方式。先知哈巴谷的祷告，跳用流离歌。因你的箭射出发光，你的枪闪出光耀。 日日都在本宫停住。你要出来拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者，打破恶人家将的头，露出他的脚，直到颈项。 你乘车浅踏红海，就似浅踏汹涌的大水。虽然无花果树不发黄，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力。 田地不出糧食，圈中絕鳥羊，棚內也沒有牛。我們一同讀第19節。主耶和華是我的力量，他使我的腳快而無落的蹄，又使我穩行在高處。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听嘅。Pastor
Wilson's sermon today is titled Habakkuk's Psalm, Part 1.
今日陈牧师所讲嘅题目就哈巴谷的诗篇啊上集。
I'd like to start our time together with a question for you.
我想開始嘅時候用一條問題去問下你。
Why should we bother to learn about Habakkuk's psalm?
我點解要學呢個嘅詩篇呢？
Well, if you were attentive to the text, I think you'll know the answer.
咁如果你睇翻頭先哈巴谷書嘅時候，可能你會揾到呢個答案。
One obvious reason is bad times can happen at any moment's notice.
咁你可能知道下唔好嘅事情可以隨時咁樣喺你身上發生。
You never know what's lurking around the corner, right? Whether it be your own circumstances or your nation's circumstances.
無論係你嘅國家或者你個人嘅情況，都可能隨時嘅轉變。
And that's why the book of Habakkuk is about learning to trust the living God.
咁即係哈巴谷書係提醒我哋一樣嘢，就係點樣樣係將一切去交託俾神。
You know, Habakkuk, many scholars call it a minor prophet. It's only minor in a sense of less content.
咁哈巴谷係其中一個所謂嘅小先知書，佢一個小先知就係因為呢個嘅書卷嘅內容好短。
But it's not minor in God's truth.
咁但係唔係話喺神嘅真理上邊佢比人哋去貧乏。
You see, the people that Habakkuk was addressing, Judah, are just like us.
就好似其實好似佢當時會同呢個猶大人講説話，就好似同我哋講説話一樣。
They had a lot of trouble understanding God's ways in this world.
佢哋對於同我一樣，對於呢個世界上邊好多嘅難處，佢哋都好難去明白。
And Habakkuk learned to wait on God and His perfect timing.
咁哈巴谷佢學到就話點樣去等待神嘅時間再嚟。
And he realized that the people who are right must live by faith. That's Habakkuk 2:4.
義人必要係要耐性等候。
See, the Bible says we're finite beings.
呢個聖經話我哋係有限嘅人。
And God is, in contrast to that, infinite.
咁就相反嚟講，神係無限。
And that's why we struggle to understand the workings of God in our own lives and in the lives of this world.
咁好多時就係呢個原因，令到我哋對一啲嘅事情好難嘅去明白。
And that's why it's important for you and I to learn to rely on God's superior wisdom.
俾我哋，你同我都學點樣去信靠神嘅智慧。
To wait on His divine timing for our lives.
要去等待神喺我哋身上嘅時間嘅安排。
We too must learn to live by faith. Romans 1:17.
我哋亦都正如喺呢個第十七節話呢個羅馬書十七節話，我要喺心裏邊去倚靠神。
Now, if you're familiar with this short book, Habakkuk's psalm appears. This prayer song appears at the end of his book.
咁佢嘅喺呢個嘅書卷嘅尾嘅時候佢交代咗好多嘅嘢。
And it follows the prophet's questions and God's responses to Habakkuk in chapters 1 and 2.
咁喺第三章就回應翻喺第一章哈巴谷問嘅問題，第二章神對佢嘅回答。
I don't know if you noticed the ugly circumstances of the nation of Judah in this prophecy.
咁唔知你清唔清楚到就話喺當時哈巴谷書嘅背景就當時喺呢個民族一個好醜惡嘅時代。
They're described in verses 17 and 18. Andrew, if you don't mind, if you could shine that up for us, verses 17 and 18 again.
咁我哋去睇翻呢個嘅第十七同埋第十八節。
Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation.
佢話：雖然無花果樹不發旺，葡萄樹不結果，橄欖樹也不效力，田地不出糧食，圈中絕了羊， 棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢欣，因救我的神喜乐。
What's that describing?
这个所讲的是什么事情呢？
That's the prophecy given to the prophet.
这个就是给这个先知的一个的预言。
Social collapse. Calamity awaits Judah.
当时这个社会开始崩溃，也有很多的灾难在发生。
The great Babylonian Empire is going to crush his country.
这个的巴比伦的帝国很快就会去淹没了这个的犹大。
You know, it's kind of like Europe, right after World War II, if you're a historian.
如果你清楚，就好像在第二次世界大战之后的欧洲一样。
Not only were millions of people killed in the violence of that war,
不单止是上百万的人在这场战争里面死亡。
Millions of people starved to death in the winter right afterwards.
咁亦都係之後嘅冬天，好多人喺冬天裏邊餓死、凍死。
It was an absolute social disaster.
社會係完全嘅崩潰。
And Habakkuk sees this coming to his country, Judah.
但哈巴谷就睇到呢啲嘅事即將來臨到佢嘅國家。
And the very end of his prayer song, he comes to face it with what?Poise, patience.
咁但喺呢个嘅经文去到尾，佢睇到就话佢要用呢个耐性去面对嚟紧呢一切。
In fact, he says it's possible. It's possible to face that kind of disaster and still have a life of sustained joy in the midst of it.
而最紧要佢话，就算要去面对呢一切嘅崩溃，呢一切嘅困难淹没嘅时候，佢依然喺佢嘅人生里边有呢个喜乐。
When do you say God is good？
你几时话神系好嘅咧
？Do you know when you and I say God is good？ Do you know when those circumstances？ When do we say that？
你几时系上一次你话神系好嘅咧？
When things are going well, when the fig trees are blossoming, right?
会唔会上一次就话当呢个嘅无花果树发旺，当你一切顺利顺遂嘅时候，你会话神系好嘅
？Right? Agricultural society back then, fig trees blossom, money's available.
当你讲到话无花果树发旺嘅时候，即系话啲人可以喺种嘢上面有钱。
When health is there for you,
当你嘅健康系好嘅时候。
When things are going the way you want, then you say God is good.
当样样都好顺遂嘅时候，你就话神系好嘅。
This man Habakkuk found a way to contact, to access the goodness and love of God apart from life circumstances.
而但哈巴谷呢一个人，就系无论佢当时佢嘅。生活的情况是怎么样，他依然在神那里找到喜乐。
Everything in his life had gone wrong.
在他的社会，样样东西都出了问题。
Yet he was in contact with what? The goodness of God.
但他依然是见到神的好处。
He was overwhelmed with that sense of God's goodness.
他都是依然被神的好处充满着他。
We're not like that, right?
但很多时候我们不是这样。
You and I infer the goodness of God when good things happen to us.
当好事发生的时候，我们就说神是好的。
Then we're confident and say God is good.
我就说神是很好的。
And just like two, Habakkuk knew the goodness and love of God in spite of life's adversity and calamities.
但在这里他说的就说，纵使有这个的灾难，纵使你的人生有多不好的事的时候，你依然你都会说你知道神的好处。
And so my question to you,
今天我要问你一个问题，就是
is this, how about you?
你自己呢？
Can you face tragedy and turmoil with Habakkuk's poise?
你今日如果要去面对困难嘅时候，你可唔可以依然有哈巴谷咁嘅心态喺度咧
？Because you don't have to live too long on the celestial ball, right? That we're on to know anything can happen at any time.
如果你都或者经历过，亦都知道任何嘅事随时都可以发生。
And so how then will you get? What Habakkuk got.
那你会不会好像哈巴谷这样呢?
What does it mean to rejoice in your sufferings?
什么叫做在这个痛苦之中是有这个喜乐呢?
Now notice Habakkuk is not saying rejoice for your suffering.
他说不是为到你的苦难、你的苦痛去喜乐。
He says rejoice in your suffering.
他说在你的苦痛苦难之中的时候你喜乐。
He's saying you're a human being in a fallen world gone against its maker. You will suffer.
他说在这个世界里面你会受痛苦。
Will you be able to quote unquote rejoice in it?
你能不能在你的苦难之中的时候你依然有这个喜乐呢?
Well, verse 19 is the key here.
19节是很重要。Verse
19 likens rejoicing in your suffering to walking sure-footedly on the mountaintops.
第十九节他讲到说主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如无辱的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。即是说，就算你高处行的时候，你的脚步都依然是安稳。
The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on to the heights.
他说主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如无辱的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
What's he talking about?
他讲些什么呢?
That's a metaphor.
好像一个比喻。
To rejoice in your suffering is like walking what? Sure-footedly on the mountaintops.
他说什么叫做喜乐呢?就是喜乐就说,就算在这个山的高处,你行的时候,你依然是行得很安稳。
It's similar to what we discussed last time, Psalm 27, that stronghold.
就等于好像我上个礼拜所讲到的诗篇第27篇,在神的里面。
How many of you are mountain climbers?
有几个人会爬山的呢?
No mountain climbers, huh?
没人去爬山?
I guess you get in your car and climb a mountain, like Mount Washington, right?
或者你驾着你的车上去爬山?
Well, if you know of any mountain climbers, you go up high, it's dangerous!
如果你是去爬山的习惯,你知道山越行得高,越是危险。
By the way, I get in my car and go up Mount Washington too, right? Yeah, you climb mountains, it's dangerous, right? It's incredibly dangerous.
你越行得高的时候,越是危险。
One little slip, over the cliff.
那你想象一下,在悬崖的旁边,你滑了一滑。
See, to get up a mountain is very dangerous.
去爬山是很危险。
And so if you're able to navigate it, to walk sure-footedly, you'll make it there, up on top of the mountain.
但你想象一下,如果你是很稳健的,走到山上的时候,那就很好了。
Now, stay with me. Go back to ancient times, Habakkuk's time.
你回到哈巴谷的时代,
being on a mountaintop was the safest place, the safest place you could be.
但在当时的时候,在山的高处,就是当时最安全的地方。
You people are astute, right? Why? Why is the mountaintop the safest place in ancient days? Why?
为什么在古代的时候,山顶的高处,就是最安全的地方呢?
Because if you're on high ground, you can't be attacked. You cannot be attacked. People can't attack you going uphill.
因为你在山的高处的时候,就没有人可以去攻击你。
Right? You can't attack people. You're rushing up, climbing up a mountain.
因为你很难一路去爬上山的时候,去攻击其他人。
And the people who had the mountain were on the heights, could see for miles in all directions.
那在山的高处的人,就可以看到在下面周围所有的人在做些什么。
Right, there's no radar back then, right? There's no jet planes.
你想想,古代的时候,没有雷达,也没有飞机去探测。
You needed to see what was happening on that path, that road was leading towards your fortress, so that you can prepare.
你可以看到,上来这个山寨那条路上面,有什么行动,你可以去准备好。
Right, that was essential knowledge to prepare what was coming ahead so you can prepare to defend the fort.
那你可以在山顶上面知道下面发生的一切, 那你可以去预备。
And then you were enabled to be ready for enemy attack.
咁你可以準備好啊，俾呢個嘅敵人嘅攻擊。
That's what you call a strategic vantage point.
咁可以話呢個係一個好啊重要嘅啊準備嘅方法。
So what we're being told here is walking on the heights is way more dangerous than walking down here on level ground.
咁所以話點解行嗰度係啊更加嘅危險？
Yet if you're able to pull it off,
但如果你可以做到嘅時候。
It's more safe and wonderful, what, to be on the heights of that mountain.
咁好過嚇喺上邊。
And whoever possessed the heights in ancient times controlled the neighborhood.
咁邊一個人係可以控制到山嘅高處，就可以控制到啊當時嘅情況嗰個嘅情勢。
I don't need to remind you as a human being, right? A fellow human being. Suffering, disappointments, failures, hard times will come. They'll come. It's inevitable.
你唔需要我提醒你，你知道苦難一定會嚟。
Yet, if you're able, like Habakkuk, Habakkuk is saying that these things will push you up. Push you up to the heights.
但哈巴谷話到呢一啲嘅苦難、呢啲嘅困難、呢啲失望，會將你擁到去最高嘅地方。
Right, he's talking about spiritually, the suffering. In the suffering, will push you up. If you're in the Lord, push you up to the heights.
佢話：當你喺主嘅裏邊嘅時候，呢一切嘅困難會將你擁去啊嘅高處嗰度。
When you suffer, you either get softer, more tender, or You get bitter, harder.
當你喺呢個困難嘅裏邊嘅時候，你會有兩個反應。一方面可能你變得個人啊更加嘅啊温柔嚇，更加去體貼其他人。但另一方面，你可能變成更加嘅苦讀。
See, you never stay the same. Some of us get more empathetic, more compassionate in the suffering.When bad times hit,
當有啲人喺困難嘅時候，有啲人可以對其他人有更多嘅同情，有更加多嘅憐憫。
But whoa,
但係
watch out for those others, right? Who get more cynical, bitter.
但係有啲人會相反嚟講，嚇會變成好苦讀，嚇好多嘅怨言。
You see, some of us get more humble when suffering comes. Some of us get more arrogant and prideful.
有啲人喺困難裏邊嘅時候，會去謙卑嘅面對；有啲人會更加嘅驕傲，更加嘅不屑一顧。
You don't have to be an expert to know there's nothing that can make you more arrogant than suffering.
你或者亦都去經歷過喺苦痛之中嘅時候，令到你個人更加自高自大。
You say to yourself, nobody understands. Nobody knows what I'm going through.
冇人會明我經歷緊啲咩嘢，冇人會知道有咩事喺我發生過。
Right, that's self-righteous.
好似一個嘅自義一樣。
Some people get more humbled by suffering.
有啲人喺呢個嘅苦痛之中嚇去謙卑。
Others get more arrogant.
有啲人好自大。
Some people are able to face anything.
有些人可以、去面對任何一切的事。
Others get more fragile.
有些人在這個痛苦的時候變得更加的脆弱。
You either get sweeter or sour.
你可能變得更加個人去温柔、更加的甜美，另一方面、更加多的怨毒。
In other words, suffering will make you either a far betterOr far worse person than you were before.
喺呢個痛苦裏邊，令到你個人係更加嘅啊，塑造得更加嘅好啊，或者反而變成一個更加差嘅一個人。
That's what Habakkuk is alluding to. It will actually destroy you spiritually and emotionally.
即係話，其實喺苦痛困難嘅時候，會可能令到喺你嘅屬靈上邊嚇係幫助你嘅成長，但或者可能會去摧毀咗你。
Or As Habakkuk puts it in that last verse, verse 19, the last, by the way, it's the last verse of that entire book, or will put you up on the heights.
會唔會呢個嘅苦讀呢個困難會將你去擁到去呢個山嘅最高處呢?
Up high, on a spiritual mountain, in the arms of the living God.
会不会在这个在属灵的上面, 将你拱到这个最高处, 将你摆在耶稣基督的膀臂里面呢?
You see, in fact, the text actually says literally in verse 19, He makes me to go up onto the heights.
在这个经文里说,
right, what kind of heights? Heights of character. Heights of closeness to God.
这个就是在性格上面, 在你跟神的关系上面,
You'll be on top, strategically, right? At a vantage point, able to see things that you were not able to see before.
你会站在这个高处的地方去看到很多其他平时你看不到的东西。
Do you understand what God's saying through His prophet Habakkuk?
你明白其实神在这段经文里面跟哈巴谷想说什么呢?
Bad times will crush or grow you spiritually.
他说不好的这个当一切不顺遂的时候其实会帮助了你。
You know, sadly to say, I've been in pastoral ministry since 1990. I've seen what suffering does to people. Your suffering is either going to lift you up to the heights or it's going to destroy you.
是,要是就是将你是拱去这个山的高峰, 或者是完全,
That's why you have to learn. Learn how to rejoice in suffering.
所以你要学一样就是学怎么样在这个苦痛里面是有这个喜乐。
If you do learn from God how to rejoice in your suffering, you'll be walking on the mountaintops.
你就好像在这个山的顶在这稳健地走一样。
Okay, so that's answering the question when.
讲了几时了?
When does rejoicing in suffering happen?
讲了几时这个苦痛会几时开始?
The second thing we learn here is not just what it is, that's walking sure-footedly, right? Up on the mountaintop.
不是只是说到怎么样很稳健的在高处行。
We need to know when. When does that happen?
会几时的开始呢?
And the answer is obvious, right? Concurrently with the sorrow, with the grief.
这个稳健的行路是在你的痛苦的时候是同时之间去发生。
See, the rejoicing in the Lord, and I'll explain that rejoicing in a moment, rejoicing in the Lord doesn't come after sorrow and grief, it comes what? In the sorrow and grief.
是在你在苦痛之中的时候你自己在改变你在进步。
And that's extremely important to see, and it's in verse 16.
在第16节他这样说。
Verse 16 is Habakkuk's response to what he's seeing.
Verse 16.
Verse
16.
Thanks. I trembled inside when I heard this. My lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me and I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us.
第十六节他这么说,我听见耶和华的声音,身体战惊,嘴唇发癫,骨中腐烂,我在所立的处战惊,我只可安静等候,灾难之日临到,梵境之民上来。
All through the chapters, chapters 1, 2, 3, prior to verse 16, Habakkuk has been seeing what God is going to do.
由第一章去到第三章十五节，哈巴谷去睇到神即将会做嘅事。
And then this remarkable verse, verse 16, Habakkuk's reply to all that's been recorded.
咁跟住喺第十六节里边，哈巴谷对呢一切嘅嘢作出咁嘅回应。
I heard, and my heart pounded.
佢话我听到，令到我身体战惊。
And if you know Hebrew, you know that translation heart is a bit faulty. It means, it really should be translated literally, my bowels trembled. My lips quivered, my legs trembled.
他說我的腳在震,而我的嘴唇也是不停地在動.
He's crying inside. He's shaking like a leaf.
好像在不停地控制不了的在打冷震.
He's quivering. He can't stand on his own feet.
他直接去到一個地步是不可以站在那裡.
He's smitten with grief and sorrow.
他不斷在這個痛苦之中.
Then his remarkable line, yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity. I will rejoice in the Lord.
他跟着他说,我在所立之处战惊,我只好安静等候灾难之日临到.
He's learning to wait upon the Lord.
他说,我只是等待神的时间.
That truth is displayed in the Bible again and again.
他说,这个在圣经里面一次又一次出现的真理.
The Hebrew word that's translated wait patiently is that word we looked at last time, deep repose, deep peace.
就好像正如上次我们所说,在神的圣殿里面,我们安静下来一样.
You could translate it restfulness.
好像说,在神的里面是有这个平静安稳.
In the Hebrew verse 16 is really startling.
是在这个说,很紧张的时候.
He's saying, I'm so filled with sorrow, I'm weeping inside uncontrollably.
他说,我在内里面是不断地在哭泣,在流泪.
I can't even stand on my own two feet.
我甚至不可以站在那里.
Yet,
但是,
I'm filled with peace.
但是说,在我的内里面,我有这个安静.
Now we have trouble with that, don't we?
很多时候我们都做不到.
We think we can either rejoice or we can be in deep sorrow.
我们好像一是就在这个很开心,一是就在这个很沉重的里面.
We have trouble with that. We say, what is he saying? How can he be saying you can rejoice in your sorrow?
怎样可以在苦痛之中,我们依然是有喜乐呢?
Because that's what he's saying, the joy of the Lord happens concurrently, it happens within the sorrow.
他说在这个痛苦之中的时间,他有这个喜乐.
He's not saying a type of stoicism here. He's not saying rejoice in the Lord is a kind of stiff upper lip stoicism.
不是说将自己这样的精神去提升一样.
Right, like the phrase, don't let it get to you. Right, a lot of people feel like that, right? I'm weeping uncontrollably, I'm filled with grief and sorrow, it's a lack of faith.
我不停地在哭,好像没有这个信心一样.
That's not what the Bible says.
这个不是圣经所说的.
Remember Job?
记不记得这个约伯呢?
Job chapter 1 and all the horrible things it describes there happened to Job.
记不记得这个约伯记的第一章,很多很悲惨的事在他身上发生.
In Job chapter 1, he lost his wealth.
他没了财富.
It says he lost his children.
没了他的儿女.
He lost his health.
没了他的健康.
And Job arose and he tore his garments.
去到一地步去撕裂他的衣裳.
And he fell on the ground and he cried out.
他去面向地在哭泣.
But Job 1 is clearly states in all those things, Job sinned not.
但在每一个情况里面,约伯都没有犯罪.
You see, I think a lot of Christian circles and Christian churches, they would look at Job and they say, what a lack of faith.
很多人可能会去看,觉得约伯没有这个信心.
Yet the Bible says he didn't do anything wrong. Job didn't do anything wrong.
但圣经说约伯没有做错任何的事.
Why? It's because rejoicing and suffering happens within the sorrow.
因为在痛苦之中的时候,他依然有这个喜乐在里面.
Right, it's not either I'm happy in the Lord, or I'm filled with grief and sorrow.
唔係話淨係一係就喜樂，一係就係完全嘅痛苦。
Slide 8. The key is this: the grief and sorrow enhance the joy.
定係呢個喺呢個痛苦嘅裏邊去刺激到你有呢個嘅喜樂出嚟。
Why? Because it drives you more into the Lord, into God.
將你更加推入去喺神嘅懷抱裏邊。
It shows you have a resource you've never dreamed about.
你有一啲嘅嘅幫助係你從來都唔會諗到你會有嘅幫助。
That enhanced joy enables you to feel the grief.
去令到你喺呢個痛苦嘅時候，同樣同時之間有呢個喜樂喺度。
So you and I on the surface say, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to grieve.
你話好多時人話我好怕要去悲傷。
Right, I'd rather not do that. I'm afraid of the sorrow.
好多時你會話我好怕有呢個痛苦嘅時間。
Right, I'd rather rejoice. I don't want to feel the sorrow.
你話我淨係中意要開心我唔要有任何嘅苦痛喺度。
And when you feel that way,
當你咁諗嘅時候
，you need to look at Jesus.
咁你應該去揾耶穌基督。
Because Jesus is perfect, right?
耶穌基督係完美。
Yet he goes around crying. He cries a lot.
耶穌基督都同樣好多時候痛哭流涕。
Right? The Bible describes him as a man of sorrow.
佢話佢係一個憂傷嘅人。
He's weeping often.
佢亦都好多時候去流淚。
Do you know why Jesus is weeping often?
咁耶穌基督點解好多時候去流淚咧
？He's perfect.
因為佢係完美。
When you're not all absorbed in yourself, you can feel the sadness. You can feel the sadness in the world.
當你唔係淨係都掛住你自己嘅時候，你會去感受到呢個世界嘅哀傷。
The joy of the Lord happens inside the sorrow.
主嘅喜樂係喺呢個痛苦嘅裏邊嗰陣時候發生。
It doesn't replace the sorrow. It doesn't come after the sorrow.
佢冇取代到呢個嘅憂傷，冇去喺憂傷之後去發生。
The weeping drives you into the joy。
呢個嘅憂傷，呢個嘅苦痛，呢個嘅哭泣，令到你更加走入呢個嘅喜樂嘅裏邊。
And then that joy enables you to actually feel your grief without sinking you。
好多時候反而呢個嘅憂傷唔會令到你個人係被呢一切淹沒咗。
Now how is that done？
點樣做咧
？How is rejoicing and suffering done？
點樣可以咁樣做到咧
？Well, we've seen that this rejoicing the Lord doesn't happen after the weeping, after the heart pounding. It doesn't happen after the lip quivering, right？
你要睇頭先好清楚講到話，唔係喺呢個事情之後去發生。
It happens during it.
係喺呢個嘅憂傷苦痛嘅時候，同時之間去出現。
And then it dawns on you, rejoicing in the Lord is not just a feeling that comes if you hold on long enough.
唔係就話你堅持去到底會發生嘅一個嘅感覺。
What Habakkuk is talking about, rejoicing in the Lord is a discipline.
係一個嘅操練。
It's something you do.
是一些你去要做的事。
And if you want to know what that is, you have to look at it in these three parts, and I'll be brief here, because next time we'll be going into this a little bit more detail.
那我们下个星期会再讲多些。
These three parts are repeating,
第一去重复,
remembering,
第二去记得,
and rejoicing properly.
第三就是说在适当的时候去喜乐。
Again, I'll be brief.First, repeating.
第一去重複。
Did you notice verse 18?
你有冇睇到第十八節咧
？Thanks so much, Andrew. I will rejoice in the Lord. And what's the next phrase? I will be joyful in God my Savior.
佢第十八節佢話：因救我的神喜樂，然而我要因耶和華歡欣。
You read it, right? It's in Chinese up there too. Now, something happens that happens in that verse often in the Bible.
很多时候这样东西这句说话在圣经里面不断地去发生。
And sometimes we get so used to the Bible, we don't really notice it.
很多时候我们看圣经看得多都没有留意到这句的说话。
What's the pattern I'm talking about?
这里讲的是一个什么 的形式形态呢？
What happened in that particular verse?
这句说话讲什么呢？
Good.He repeated himself.
好是当这个诗人去自己重复翻自己。
Says the same thing and a little differently.
他只是将一句说话换了一个方法讲出来。
Why does he say it twice?
为什么要讲两次呢？
Because it goes, as he looks at it from a different perspective, it goes a little deeper. You understand it better.
因为当你去讲深啲，令你更加明白多一啲。
That's a pattern in the Bible.
呢个就系圣经好多时候用嘅习惯。
Why four gospels? Wasn't one enough?
点解要四福音？一本福音书唔够咩？
They cover basically the same territory.
佢讲嘅嘢大概都系差唔多啫。
Right? By the time you get to the third gospel, you say, Yeah, I know. He rose from the dead the third day. I know that.
咁啊，你睇到第三本福音书啊，我都知啦，我知道神喺呢个从死里边复活。
Right? By the time that you get to the third gospel, I know Jesus ate with the disciples the night before he died.
我都知道啊，佢死咗之前之晚有啲咩事会发生。
Why?
点解咧？
Do I have to know it for?Times.
我咪要去要对我讲四次，我才知道咧。
The answer
个答案系
is every time it's the same, yet every time it's different.
四次好似好相似，四次其实都有啲唔同。
It goes into you deeper.
每一次比上一次讲深一啲。
Your understanding is better.
你会明白多一啲。
Because it becomes part of you.
因为会变成了你的一部分。
You know that repetition is important in mastering anything. You want to master something, it has to be repeated.
你当有一样东西你学得好学得明白的时候你要重复又重复做好多次。
To truly grasp something in its complexity, in its depth, what has to happen? You have to go over and over and over it.
咁你为咗要去真系明白到、学到啦，你要重复好多次。
I just give you a couple examples. Take Pharaoh, the Egyptian ruler in the Old Testament, as an example.
好似喺呢个嘅埃及嘅法老一样。
God warns Pharaoh a lot. Let my people go. He says it a lot to him.
神去同呢个法老讲，佢话俾我嘅子民去离开。
And God sends him not one dream, but two.
去讲喺呢个喺佢梦里边讲咗两次。
How about Joseph at the end of Genesis?
咁呢个约瑟喺呢个嘅创世纪嘅最后。
Why give him two dreams about his future?
点解要对佢嘅将来要俾两个梦佢咧
？Look at the miracles of Jesus.
睇下耶稣基督嘅呢个嘅神迹。
So many of Jesus' miracles are repeated.
好多时候神嘅耶稣基督嘅神迹都系重复嘅。
Right, it says Jesus feeds the 4,000. Then it says Jesus feeds the 5,000.
一次话佢喂饱3,000人，一次话佢喂饱咗5,000人。
And if people want to punch holes in the Bible, the skeptics say, "Oh, it's pretty obvious, the same thing."
咁啲人话其实可能都系同一件事嚟嘅。
Right, they whoever wrote it kind of botched it up.
咁可能啲人咧夹硬下塞大啲个数目出嚟。
But you know what those skeptics overlooked？
但系呢啲要批评呢个圣经嘅人，佢睇漏咗一样咩嘢咧
？Nothing happens in the Bible once。
每一样嘢喺圣经里边都系唔系只系出现咗一次。
Everything that's revealed, it's over and over and over again。
是每一样嘢都系一次又一次去发生。
Michael Wilcock, a commentator, a British commentator, he wrote many commentators in the Bible Speaks Today series.
咁喺一本叫 Michael Wilcock， 佢写咗好多嘅释经书。
I think in his Luke commentary, he quotes Psalm 62:11, and he says, "Once God has spoken, but twice I've heard it."
他说当耶和华讲了两次的时候我就听到了。
Then Wilcock goes on and he says, God teaches us by this method of repetition through scripture with good reason. The human mind is incurably centrifugal, forever flying off in a tangent. It must be brought back to the great central truths of the gospel over and over. Our minds must be made literally to concentrate, to concentrate, to concentrate.
很多时候人的心都好像发梦一样，唯有当神要一次又一次去提醒他的时候，而令到人可以去专心，去留心，去记得，可以去集中，去想到这件事。
Let me ask you this.
我今天问你一个问题。
How is it that Jesus, in his humanity, on the cross, in a moment of his greatest agony, how come he quotes scripture?
为什么耶稣基督在他最痛苦的时候，他会去引用这个圣经呢？
How did Jesus, in the presence of mind, in his soul, in the most searing pain ever that anyone has experienced, how is he able to quote the Bible?
为什么在他最痛苦的时候，耶稣基督会去引用这个圣经呢？
Do you remember what he said in his agony?
你记不记得他讲过什么说话呢？
Do you know where that's from?
你知不知道在哪里出来呢？
Psalm 22:1. My God, my God, repeated, why have you forsaken me?
他说，我的主啊，我的主啊，你为什么会离弃我？
The only way,
唯一的原因,
in the greatest agony ever, that somebody would recall and bleed scripture is because it's drilled into him.
他可以在最痛苦的时候，最困难的时候，他引用这个圣经，即是告诉你，这个圣经的而且确在他的脑海里面留下了这个印象。
Jesus in his humanity pondered, meditated, pored over the scriptures.
在耶稣在他在世的时候，他一直去思想，去想很多节的经文。
You worship God by pondering who he is.
当你今天来到去敬拜他的时候，你是不是问一个问题，究竟神是哪一个呢？
That's worship. What has God done? I am thinking about that.
究竟今天神在我心上做了些什么？我就去想这件事出来了。
And you take a Bible text and you study it.
当你拿一段的经文出来去读的时候，
And then you take that same text and you talk with someone about it.
当你再同样用同一段经文，你去同人哋去讲的时候，
And then you take that text and you speak about it in your small group.
当你在小组的时候，你用同一段的经文又讲多一次的时候，
And then you take the text and you hear it from a preacher, proclaim it.
当你又听到一个讲道的人讲同一段经文的时候，
And every time, you get a little bit more of understanding.
当你每一次听到你去讲的时候，你对这段的经文又有多了一点点的印象。
I'm going to say this pastorally. That's why many of you aren't changing. How do you change? You ponder. You ponder what God has done for you.
作为一个牧者，你怎么样可以改变呢？你唯一改变的时候，就是你去不断去思想、思索这个经文讲啲咩嘢。
This is the scriptural pattern, repetition, repetition, repetition.
重复又重复，就是这个圣经好多时做嘅一样嘢。
Looking at biblical truth from different perspectives.
当从唔同嘅角度去睇同一篇嘅经文。
That's the first part in knowing how to be joyful in suffering.
就是知道怎么样在这个痛苦之中，你依然有这个的喜乐。
Now I'm out of time, so I'm going to go over the other aspects next time.
其他那两个我下个星期再讲。
Which again was repeating and rejoicing properly, but I would be remiss if I didn't close with explain to you briefly what rejoicing properly means.
什么叫做是适当的去喜乐呢？
It can't mean to feel happy. It cannot. It cannot mean to feel happy. The word rejoicing shows us it's not just a mental thing. It's not just a stoic thing. It's not just saying, okay, I'm going to think about what I should do. I'm just going to do the right thing.
不是就说,我应该做些什么,我做一些对的事。
Do you know what rejoicing means in the Bible?
什么在圣经里面,什么叫做喜乐呢?
It's to treasure.
就去珍惜。
It's to savor.
去真的去咀嚼。
You know, like when you enjoy a delicious meal, you savor the taste.
当你去
wow.
享受一個好好的晚餐的時候，你係真係去品嚐呢個晚餐。
Rejoicing in the Bible means to take something that has happened, and you say to yourself, "What should this mean to me?"
呢樣嘢對我究竟有咩意義呢？
How should I feel about this? How should I respond to it?
我應該有啲咩嘅感受？我應該作出點樣樣嘅回應呢？
You need to look at what God has done for you. Look at how God has revealed himself to you. That's adoration. That's worship. It's not the same as thinking. You're appreciating, you're valuing, you're praising.
你是觉得神是有价值，你去赞美佢。
That gets into the secret behind the rejoicing and singing.
这个就是说，什么叫做去明白喜乐背后的秘密。
How do we know that from the text? Because Habakkuk looked at the Exodus. That's his gospel.
这个当他看到这个出埃及的时候，这个就是他的福音。
That's what he got, that's what got him to where he embraced the suffering.
去看到他的苦痛在哪里。
And how much more should we, with a bigger, fuller picture,
而我们今天看的更加是一幅更加阔的图画的时候,
we have a bigger perspective than Habakkuk.
我们今天比哈巴谷的时代隔了这么久看过是一幅更加大的图画。
In Luke 10, Jesus sent out his disciples. He gave them the power to heal people, to cast out the demons.
在这个路加福音第十章，耶稣基督送了一些门徒出去，给他们有医治的权柄。
And disciples went out, remember? And they did all kind of good things in the name of the Lord.
他们奉主的名出去，做了很多的事。
And they were marveled when they came back to talk to Jesus.
他们回来，他跟耶稣基督讲。
And they said, wow! Hey, Lord, even the demons are subject to us.
他说,就算是这些鬼魔,都听我们的说话。
And they were pretty excited about it, right?
他们告诉耶稣基督听的时候很开心。
Because people saw the power, they saw the miracles.
因为他们见到这些奇迹。
And do you know what Jesus said to them?
你记不记得耶稣基督跟他们说过什么呢?
Do you remember those sharp words?
你记不记得耶稣基督究竟说什么？在这个路加福音第十章第二十节。Rejoice
not that the demons are subject to your name, but rejoice that what? Your names are written, engraved in heaven.
他说,然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜,要因为你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
You know, back then, even now, when you engrave something, you accomplish something, right? It's on a plaque somewhere, it's engraved.
当你将一样东西去记录,去刻上去的时候,就是当你去做了,达成了一个工作。
Right, you've accomplished something. There's an award for you. Your name is there. It's etched in stone.
因为你做得好的时候，人哋将你嘅名刻咗上去。
It means you're recognized. You're valuable.
因为人哋去承认你做得好嘅事。
You're significant.
你系重要嘅。
And this is what Jesus is saying. Don't you dare. Don't you dare look out at the things that you're accomplishing in the world.
他说你不要以为,
Don't look and say, wow, look how I've climbed the corporate ladder.
你不要说我在这个社会公司上可以爬到多高。
Don't look and say, oh, now I'm the department, I have the corner office.
我出资在这个办公室拿了这个最好的房间。
Oh, look at my grades, I could get into that school.
或者我的成绩这么好,令我入到某一间的学校。
I'm somebody.
我是一个成了名的人。
No, he says, stop rejoicing in that.
他说你不要为了这件事去喜乐。
Because your circumstances can change quickly.
因为你的情况可以随时的转变。
I just like the statues around this city, they're coming down.
他说这个城市好像今天会慢慢的崩溃。
Because your identity, if it's all wrapped up in what you do, will vanish.
因为如果你的一切都是在这个城市里面的时候，有一天会消失。
Your names, if you're a Christian, have been engraved. Notice the past tense, have already been engraved in heaven.
他说你如果是一个基督徒的时候，你的名应该在天上去记录出来。
Do you know what that means?
什么叫在天上记录出来呢？
You're already loved. You're already there.
他说你已经在那里了。
And therefore go. And live out that truth.
他说你要出去，要活出这个真理。
See, that's the secret. And we'll explain that more next time in the rejoicing in the midst of the suffering.
下个礼拜我就会继续讲，怎样在一个苦难之中来去喜乐。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主要我感谢你的话语。
For Habakkuk Psalm.
我为到哈巴谷的诗篇。
And we pray, Lord, that we would uncover a lot of the comfort and the truths that are there.
我们希望能够真的看得明在里面很多的真理。
Help each and every one of us to wait upon you.
让我们每一个人在你里面去等待。
And even though we're perplexed about your ways in this place,
就算今天为到我们的生活很多的疑惑的时候,
even we might be even in the midst of suffering,
或者今天在苦痛的时候,
we can properly rejoice in you.
我们可以在你里面去喜乐。
Father, seal that to our hearts today.
去求你今天刻在我们的心板上。
For we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。